Glad you're here. And today we're going to give our thoughts and time, and I'm not sure if I will try to complete the whole sermon. I'm still, as you can tell probably, wrestling with regaining my strength. And this flu was something that was very vicious in my throat, and just flu infection, and it's taken me longer to get over. I wonder if that has anything to do with age. Let's open our Bibles. And why don't we open our Bibles to chapter 22 of the book of Proverbs. We're covering the general theme of reformation of the family, implying that change should be taking place in the family structure. Train up a child. Those are interesting words. Train up a child. But there are other words. It's not just training, but train the child in the way he should go. And the results are going to be this. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, the literal translation of the original language would read something like this. Train up a child according to his individual bent. And when he reaches the age of maturity, he will not depart from that training. Now, I think if you were to somehow take a survey, you probably would find that most parents would like to have well-disciplined children. They would say, yes, of course. And rightly so. Most parents would say, yes, I want my children to be well disciplined. I want them to be productive. I want them to be God-honoring in their life, their homes, and in their families. Most would like to have that. Many are not willing to pay the price. It would be a nicety if it turned out that way. But they're not ready to buckle down consistently. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, train, discipline, watch over, pray for, and many other things we could cover that it takes to have well-disciplined children. Now, by way of review this morning, I think it would help us a bit. We have stated in previous meetings that the course of a child's life is predetermined from the moment of conception. It's programmed by God. That's serious. Because you are either neglecting or directing or misdirecting what God has programmed and given into your care. That child is bent generally in two different directions. And first of all, he's bent because he's a son of Adam and has a sin nature. I won't elaborate on that. We have done so in the past. But let me just borrow a few words from our confession of faith so that the impact of original sin, or what we call total depravity, makes a proper impact upon your mind. You hear those two little words, total depravity. Yes, you heard me right. Total. Total. Not 99%. Total. You also heard me right with the word depravity. I did not say deprived. There's a difference between being deprived and being depraved. And deprived means you missed out on a few yo-yos. And to fix things up, we'll just replace those yo-yos. And everything will be okay. That's not what we're talking about. You see, the Catholic Church believes that we're deprived, not depraved. So if a person is deprived, let's fix it. Seven sacraments. No, dear friend. Listen to these words. Holy. Now, wait a minute. I don't mean H-O-L-L-Y. I mean W-H-O-L-L-Y. Totally holy, defiled in all the faculties and parts of the soul and body, utterly indisposed, disabled, and made opposite to all good, and totally inclined to evil. It's a dark picture. But it's the right picture. There's a bright side. And I'm glad there is. Because you see, God individually predetermines the talents, the abilities, the skills, the gifts, the interests that a child will have. And how delightful it is to watch your child grow up. And here and there you begin to get a glimmer of their abilities, of their likes and dislikes and their talents. Because God has, as we find in Psalm 139, "For thou didst form me in my inward parts, thou didst weave me in my mother's womb." I want to make a statement. It's a very important statement. Each child is a unique creation of God. That's beyond our understanding. But it's true. It's true. Each individual child is a unique creation of God. What do we mean by that? Dear ones, we mean God has woven into the fabric of that child's life certain gifts, talents, abilities that were of God's own choosing. That's beyond our comprehension. Now, what does that mean to you, to the parent, to the... It means this. It is the parent's responsibility to determine which way the child is bent and train the child accordingly. Observing, praying, I knew of a man who is responsible for a good bit of the material that I've used. Parents ought to be aware of this. Learn the importance of praying daily for your child. But in your praying, say, Lord, help me to know what I need to know, when I need to know it about Junior. That's a very crucial, critical prayer. Because you see, God providentially and sovereignly kind of so order events and details that you find out something about Junior you didn't know. And it's timely. And that is of an advantage to you as a parent to begin, hey, I need to begin to work on this. Because God calls you to see something, hear something, see something that triggered something in your mind and heart, and you said, I got to get on that. That is a vital important of child training. It's a full-time job, folks. Believe me. Now, observe your child. That fits into the category of what we just mentioned. Which brings me this morning to make this statement. Children are the most important thing in God's sight. Children are the most important thing in God's sight. It is only as we accept that fact that we're going to be able to train our children according to this predetermined, God-programmed life. I want to repeat it. Children are the most important thing in God's sight. Let's pause for just a moment. Think of all that I'm going to use as a funny word, but it says what I want to. That's packaged in that little child. Think of the potential. Think of the gifts. Think of the talents. Think of the joy. Think of the impact that can be made on somebody else's life. By that life, months, years later. And that's in your hands and in your arms. It's not a puppy that gets in the way. It needs to be housebroken. It is a creation of all, a one-time creation of Almighty God. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see the value of what God entrusts to parents? And if children, in whatever situation that might exist, are ultimately and finally nothing but an added burden, you'll never be able to properly train your children. Never. And you only get one opportunity. And I want to tell you, most of you are old enough to know it, those days quickly go by. And they're gone. They're gone. And you're looking into the eyes of an adult, a good bit of which is your problem or blessing. Which is it? Which is it? But if you realize that as far as God is concerned, the most important thing in the world is your child. You will be able to begin to train your child in the way that God has ordered. And I'm going to close our message this morning with this statement. May God use it. That child is a sacred trust from God. That child is a sacred trust. From God. And we will pick up our thoughts here, Lord willing, next week. And base our comments on that truth. May God use His word. Let's pray there will be no postlude. Our gracious God, we humbly ask your help in these next moments. Impress upon us, O God, the seriousness of what we're talking about and of what we're dealing with. A life, a never, never, never dying soul entrusted to our care. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.